This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday pleaded not guilty in federal court to four criminal counts, charging him with plotting to overturn his 2020 presidential election loss. The federal charges accuse him of orchestrating a brazen and ultimately failed attempt to block the peaceful transfer of presidential power. After the hearing, Trump made a brief comment after leaving the courtroom.
So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him. We can't let this happen in America. Thank you very much.
The next hearing in the case will be on August 28th. Saudi Arabia says it will extend its unilateral production cut of 1 million barrels of oil a day through the end of September in its effort to boost flagging energy prices. GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says the move will make gas more expensive at pumps around the world.
It certainly puts a damper on things moving forward. The Saudis maintaining a pretty tight balance of supply and demand and potentially pushing the market more towards the side of imbalance. That's part of the reason why oil prices have rallied for five straight weeks. The price of oil now at $81 a barrel.
The Saudi reduction, which began in July, comes as other OPEC Plus producers have agreed to extend earlier production cuts through next year. Nigeria's president on Thursday told delegations from ECOWAS to do whatever it takes to reach an amicable resolution in Niger. They embarked on talks in the capital of Niger to resolve the standoff following last week's coup. ECOWAS on Sunday gave the junta a week to reinstate the democratically elected president before they take military action. This is VOA News. Islamic State on Thursday confirmed the death of its leader, Abu Hassan al-Hassani al-Qureshi, and named Abu Hafas al-Hassami al-Qureshi as his replacement. The announcement came from the group's spokesperson in an undated recording published on its Telegram channel. It appeared to be the militant group's first official announcement on his fate, since Turkey's President Erdogan said in April that Turkish intelligence forces had killed him in Syria. Nigeria is turning to gas as an alternative fuel after it scrapped a popular but costly subsidy on petrol that has seen pump prices rise sharply, angering motorists and businesses that use petrol to generate their own power. State oil firm NNPC said late on Thursday it has partnered with NIPCO Gas to speed up the adoption of compressed natural gas for buses, cars, and tricycles to lower transportation costs. Mexican officials met last month with U.S. and Canadian officials in Mexico to talk about combating the trafficking of the synthetic opioid fentanyl. Here's VOA's Julia Riera with the story.
Today, fentanyl, most of it illegally produced, is behind most opioid-related deaths, according to the NIH. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 150 people die every day from overdoses related to synthetic opioids like fentanyl. Opioids are a global problem, particularly in the U.S., where they are the leading cause of U.S. overdose deaths, according to the CDC. Julia Riera for VOA News, Washington.
A man rammed a car onto a sidewalk in South Korea, then stepped out of the vehicle and began stabbing people at a shopping mall. Authorities say at least 14 people were wounded in the country's second mass stabbing in a month. At least five people were hurt by the car and nine others were stabbed in the attacks that occurred in a crowded leisure district near a subway station in the city of Sanam. Both the Associated Press and AFP are reporting the United States is preparing to deploy sailors and Marines aboard commercial tankers transiting the Strait of Hormuz, part of an effort to deter Iran from seizing ships. These security details would provide a further layer of protection as the world's most oil passes through this section of water. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reached out to the Pentagon, which said they had no comment.